Government, of course, is under a little more pressure than it has been before to respond to the concerns of workers. We're seeing so much go on around the world right now, very interesting developments in various countries in regard to how governments are responding to workers' worries, their concerns around the issue of businesses shutting down and so many people becoming ill overseas. Now, one of the issues the president told us was being worked out on Sunday night was an economic stimulus package, and that would require government, business and labour to sit around a table and talk about how to mitigate the damage the corona outbreak could do, to, especially in our country, to our already immunocompromised economy. And these are tough conversations in which all sides will have to compromise a little bit to reach a fair agreement in the long run. I was reading an interesting article about Denmark's response to this morning, and it interestingly came out today saying it was going to contribute 3/4 towards workers' salaries, so 3/4 of their salaries for the next few months will come from government. Businesses will contribute 1/4. And then, the businesses themselves will give workers an automatic 5 days off without eating into their leave balances, which I think is a very generous and considerate offer. And it's a compromise from both sides that sounds like it could work really well. But could South Africa do something similar? Bloomberg's telling us that COSATU and business are pushing government to find a way to put the Unemployment Insurance Fund, the UIF, to use in tackling this problem. COSATU spokesperson Sizwe Pamela is with us now to discuss this. Sizwe, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. Is it true that you see the UIF as a way of mitigating some of the effects of this outbreak?
Hello.
Hi there. So I was asking you, is it true that you see the Unemployment Insurance Fund as a vehicle to actually mitigate some of the effects of the corona outbreak?
Yes, indeed, as COSATU, we have met with other social partners at NetLake yesterday because we were feeling that if we are faced with a virus where people are expected to self-isolate and not go to work, those people are losing their wages. So we have all agreed that we need to then take care of those workers. So we have put a proposal that those workers who are forced to stay at home, they can then go and claim their wages from the UIF. But this is only just a temporary intervention. We think going forward, we need a more a comprehensive and sustainable way of dealing with the economic effects of corona. But for now, we believe that we need to ensure that we have a safety net for those workers who will find themselves dealing with this virus.
Sizwe, thank you so much for just filling us in and framing that for us. I want to come back to you in just a short while. Sizwe Pamela, COSATU's spokesperson, very kindly joined us earlier and agreed to come back after the media briefing to continue speaking to us about this. Thank you very much for your patience with us, Sizwe. Much, much appreciated. So you were saying that the UIF could work as a means to mitigate some of the effects of the coronavirus outbreak on workers. How much money is available in that fund to use potentially?
Well, the UIF, you will remember that only recently, I think in January, we were able to expand the months of payment. Before it was 6 months, now that has been expanded to 9 months. So over the last couple of years, we have managed to develop a surplus. We have 100 billion surplus in UIF. But when you are dealing with something so unpredictable that can last for months, if not managed properly, even that money will not be enough. So what we have said is that government has to work with all social partners to look at a number of additional measures to support companies and their employees who become distressed due to coronavirus. And we are going to make sure that whatever a relief scheme that we come out with, it is not abused. So it has to be managed by both CCMA and UIF so that companies themselves and employees have to follow the proper processes and everything has to be vetted because there's always a temptation in a time of crisis for people to see opportunities to actually steal or loot. So we are still putting the details together, but in principle, we have agreed that especially small businesses, we have to find a way of giving them some kind of a relief. But all of that will mean that the private sector, UIF, organizations like UIF and government will have to come out with some kind of funding, because just saying UIF alone will be able to carry this burden when we don't know what we're dealing with and how long is it going to be with us might not be enough.
I suppose that means the goalposts are going to keep shifting over the next few months, Sizwe. Do you have a ballpark figure of how much may be required just to get workers through the next two, perhaps 3 months?
No, actually, that's why when we met yesterday, we said all we need is to finalize at an ESCO level the question of principle. In terms of the feasibility studies and the modalities of how the scheme is going to work, and in terms of also costing it. Because, like I say, none of us currently have an idea, and it will be reckless to start predicting the future to say how is this going to turn out. So it is difficult to cost it. But as we have said, that the relevant bodies are going to start putting the modalities together so that we have a sense in terms of the projections of what is it that we are likely to be dealing with. But for now, we've only agreed at an ESCO level on a principle, but we haven't reached a stage where we have all costed and we think we have a sense of how much we'd be needed going forward.
All right. No doubt we'll hear that figure from you in the next few days. My worry is, and we've had so many complaints from listeners on this particular issue, the inefficiency and bureaucracy at the UIF right now. Ordinary people, women who are pregnant, who are trying to access nominal amounts of money, are being turned away, are being treated quite shabbily in regard to this. Are you not worried that your efforts will be hampered by this negligence, this inefficiency at the UIF?
Well, it can't be business as usual. That kind of approach will not work. If we are in a crisis mode, things have to change, meaning that as and when we get to a point of finalizing this thing, we also have to look at the capacity of the UIF and the accessibility of the institution itself to say how accessible is UIF and does it have the capacity. If there are issues that need to be sorted out, of course, we will have to prioritize those because if we are going to be coming out with a relief scheme, an employee relief scheme or a company relief scheme, we then have to look at the institutions that we are going to entrust with that responsibility, whether they have capacity or do we need to actually take some drastic actions, including availing resources for those schemes to be successful. But for now, our understanding is that everybody understands that there is no business as usual approach going forward. And the UIF itself, we will expect that if they need some kind of intervention or assistance from government or any of the social partners, they will have to point that out because we cannot continue to hear the stories that we've been hearing about in terms of them failing the workers going forward.
And just a last question, because you seem to be fairly advanced in your talks by now. How soon do you hope to have a deal, Sizwe?
No, since we have already finalized the discussions, so as I'm talking to you, the technical teams are being put together so that they can put the scheme together. Because you will remember that there are already processes in place in terms of how do you go about ensuring that you get money from UIF if you are, for example, unemployed. You've just been retired, for an example. So CCMA and UIF are supposed to meet and finalize that. And then they are supposed to give a report back to NetLeg as soon as possible. But we should be having something that we can work with in a space of 2 weeks. We hope that we will be in a position to outline so that we can start communicating that to workers themselves. Because at the end of the day, once that has been finalized, we still need to ensure that we run an awareness campaign where workers understand what is it that is expected of them and how this thing is going to work. But we hope that because this is an institution, UIF, that is already dealing with situations of paying of workers, so there are protocols that have to be followed. With CCMA now on board and with other technical assistance that they will be needing, we hope that they will have the scheme ready in 2 weeks so that we can start informing workers of how to access that relief.
Sizwe Pamela, let's hope there's some sort of resolution in the next few days. We need it in the bag as quickly as possible. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and approaches with us on the program today. Sizwe Pamela, the COSATU spokesperson. Tell me what you think of that. I mean, do you think that is a workable thing? Is the UIF the answer? We know they've got a surplus and we know the money is there and it's easily available. My only concerns are efficiencies and anti-corruption, because some sort of measure has to be put in place. You know that when there's a state of disaster comes into play, that the goalposts and the rules, the regulations change a little bit, in the sense that, you know, you don't have to go through all the same processes of ensuring that tender regulations are adhered to, because it's a kind of emergency situation. So I'd be interested to see how quickly all of those can be built in and how quickly business, government and labour can come to some sort of resolution in regard to that.